Okay.
Mawada.
Like, Mawada.
Yes.
Am I saying it right?
Yes. It means love in Arabic.
Okay. That's nice. Nice to meet you, Mawada. I'm Dimane Rabudi. I'm the founder of Youth Evolve. And I'm pleased to have a conversation with you today about what you do and your enterprise. So I'm excited to learn more about you and your business. So before we get into, you know, the serious stuff, I just want to get to know you. Who are you? What are you studying? What do you like to do for fun? And, you know, just a relaxed conversations around what and who you are.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm studying chemical science at the University of the Western Cape. And for fun, I'm very adventurous and very athletic. But I also like to dance. I did ballet for 9 years. And then for 5 years, I did hip hop. And I also do art as a side.
Okay. So which year are you currently on?
Second year. Yes.
And how is it going so far?
It's going good, actually. Obviously, there's going to be trials and tribulations, but you just have to push through. Mm. Yeah.
Definitely. So now we're going to talk about your enterprise. Tell us about your business. What is your business all about? How did it start? What were you trying to solve?
Okay, so my business is called Love Beauty, which is basically, it ranges from self-care products to self-care services. Everything that we use is made by myself, which is using natural products. So when I grew up, my grandmother was very into having her own garden, using her own things, or like we didn't rely on other things. So I took that initiative, and with my chemistry background, I was able to use like natural herbs and fruits and stuff to produce like hair oils, skincare, soaps, candles. And obviously there was a long, like 2 year period of trial and error and what I can make and how, you know, how it works and whatever. And my family, they loved it. And from that, it turned into my friends, and they recommended to other people. And that's how it started. It wasn't started off as a business. It started off as a, let's see what I can do with the knowledge I know. And that I actually, like, I enjoyed the process of making it. And it turned into a business. So the business is of everything is organic, even the packaging. So I have a sample here. So this is my cream. You can use it as body cream, but it's, you can use it as a also. So this is coconut oil and shea butter.
I can't see properly. Like the camera. Okay, now. Yeah, can see now.
This is a sample of the cream. And as you can see, it's packaging in glass containers. So that it's organic and reusable. So everything that I use from when I make it to the packaging, everything is organic. So it's good for the environment.
That is brilliant. So take us through your production process. How does the production process look like? Because you mentioned the fact that you were the one who you make these products yourself. So how does that look like?
So I have a garden. So in my garden, I have herbs, rosemary, and then, so let's say I'm going to make hair oil, rosemary hair oil, which is good for nutrition and hair growth. Then I would boil the rosemary in the water for a certain amount of time, add some essence in or any other things that needs to be in the pot. From there, then you need to stand it for a day. After it is standard and it's absorbed and everything is sorted, I sift it out and then I'll put it in the packaging. From the packaging, it will go into a glass bottle And from the glass bottle, the labeling will be put in, and then it will put into a box, and it will be sent to whoever. So if you order with my company or my brand, you get the product, and you get the thank you note with a small packet of sweets, as we appreciate you, and we thank you for supporting us. So that all comes along with purchasing something from me.
That sounds interesting. So does that mean you deliver throughout South Africa, or is it only just in Cape Town?
As for now, I'm delivering only in Cape Town, and I'm branching into Mosselbay sections. But I want to expand and deliver in Joburg, but I'm still working on that process. But it's in production, yes.
So do you work with a courier company, or because I think there is, I'm not sure if you know about the PEP, forgot the what they call it, where you can just use PEP to send stuff. Is that how you deliver stuff?
No, I have a driver.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's why I can say I deliver in the surrounding areas, because I have a driver, and we try to hold as like maybe say 5 deliveries per day, depending on the particular area. And then you will just go out, and we'll ask which times is comfortable for you that we can deliver it. And that's all up to the client.
Okay. So now you only just focusing on the Cape Town area, because you deliver them yourself with the driver.
Yes.
Okay, but also you're looking at the prospects of getting into delivering across the country.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's quite interesting, the fact that you make the products yourself and all of that. But now I want to understand the packaging. How do you now acquire the packaging, and you know, all of that process? How does that look like?
So each item has a different packaging. So for like the creams, it's packaged in a glass container, whereas the hair oils or the shampoo, those are in glass bottles, renewable glass bottles. And then our candles is actually in a bag, like a handmade bag, because my grandmother is a dressmaker. So she makes these cute little bags where the candles can go in. So, yeah. So where I get my packaging is, there's a place in Lansdowne, here in Cape Town, where they have great packaging for any types of packaging, make it be like organic or inorganic packaging. And I purchase there, but I buy in bulk, so it's very cheap. But even if you want to buy as like a solo product, it's very cheap. So I would highly recommend it.
That is quite interesting. So what are some of the challenges that you are experiencing with your business so far?
So far, when I first started, it was only like the neighborhood people that would purchase. I think like my most difficult thing that I faced was marketing and getting my name out there. Because once people know about it, then they were like eager to get the product, try it, test it out, whatever. But getting my name out there and spreading it, that was one of the difficult things that I faced.
So you're still trying to, you know, you get yourself out there, people to know about your brand and your product.
Yes.
And so far, how are you going about that? Are you on social media? Is it word of mouth? How are you going about marketing your product?
Currently now, so I'm marketing mainly at university. So from university, it's word of mouth. People at university spread to their friends and their family, and it goes on like that. But I'm going to start, I think maybe next month, we're going to start an Instagram feed for just the business. Yeah.
That sounds good. I think it's important to have the social media presence. because I think for a product like yours, a lot of people online would definitely be keen to learn. So I think you also need to be creative with how you're going to market it. So maybe having videos of someone using the product and giving a feedback of how it has helped them, those kind of ways, not just posting the pictures of the packaging and all of that, but like practicality of how it works, how to use certain things. So consumer education is also very important for the products that you are selling.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So what is the, I think you did mention, but I just want to hear, what is the social impact aspect of your business? What is it that has the social impact in your business structure?
So my things are very organic, meaning that it won't harm people in any way, sense or form. We don't use heavy machinery, which doesn't impact the environment. And also that as the business continues to grow, I'm obviously going to need more employees, because currently I only have family members that is working, and I have one driver that does long trips. So it would help with unemployment. And it also, I think that it also would help the like females like myself in less fortunate in communities, that I'll give them an opportunity and I'll show them that just, it doesn't matter where you come from, it's what you make from it. And I'll be their motivation. And I'm always keen to teach whoever of what I know. If you don't want to go into the business industry, I can teach you about my chemistry backgrounds. And with chemistry, you can go into any other field. If you want to go into cosmetics, if you want to go into renewal, I could teach you that. And maybe you can also start your own business in that particular fields. So I think that with this business, we have a lot of social improvements, not just for the youth, for the old people as well.
That is brilliant. That is actually really brilliant. I like the fact that you mentioned that you want to inspire other young women like you that it's possible. And I think as an entrepreneur, it's your job is very important, because not everyone, as you mentioned, is going to be an entrepreneur. Like not everyone has all it in them to be entrepreneurs. But you took that decision, and as you had mentioned, it's not an easy journey. It's hard. There's ups and downs, but persevering through the journey has good results at the end as well. So I just want to commend you for that step that you took, because another social impact is you're also going to create jobs in the future, in the long run.
Yes.
For young people in your area as well. So we need people to create jobs as young people, because now we can see what our state in the country is looking the jobs are non-existent. So it's quite important that there are young people like you who step up and do something about that. So my next activity with you, we're going to do a 30 seconds activity, and I'm going to give you fit again. So in this activity, you're going to pitch a business, basically. You're going to pitch your business in 30 seconds. Tell us what you do and all of that. Make sure that you mention the important things in 30 seconds. Usually they say that it's important to convey a message within 30 seconds, because that's wherein you get people's attention, like in 30 seconds. So yeah, I want you to say something about your business in 30 seconds. And we're going to start now. Three. Okay. Are you ready? Sorry. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Okay, so I'm Wada Abrams. I own Love Beauty. Love Beauty is inspired by loving yourself. It includes from self-care creams, oils, and things, but it also includes self-care services like threading, nail art, massages, and everything with that aspect. All the products we make is organic, 100% organic, and it is made from natural resources, oils, and
time up. Okay, no, you actually did. You actually did well, because I like the fact that you mention the most important things, what you do, why you do what you do. So that's what is what that's what's important, because already now I probably want to hear more, right? Yeah. I want to hear, oh, okay, tell me more. How do you do the products? What? So you giving me more to ask after the 30 seconds that you just delivered. So that is actually good. But obviously you need to work on, you know, that delivery, that when people ask you about your business, you need to get to the point as quick as you can. Then, you know, having to go around and then people will lose interest from with what you're saying. Yeah. So I think we're done. But before we close, I just want you to tell me, like, if there's anything you want to add, is there any other thing you want to add to this conversation that we're having today?
So I actually am branching off. Mm-hmm. So I'm partnered with Nashiko. Mm-hmm. And she is a local baker. But yes. So I, like I said, I'm everywhere. And I enjoy baking. But I actually learned a couple years ago how to master coffee and boba teas and do, like, art on the coffee and stuff. So we are branching off and we are doing a Love Streets. So so I'll do the organic and the healthy section of it, and she'll do the sweet tooth section. I'll be in charge of vegan, gluten-free products, cakes, and beverages, cold, hot, intermediate, everything of that. And she'll be in charge of cakes and donuts and everything like that. So we'll be doing that in the coming year. And we're going to open a store in town. Yeah.
That is nice. Definitely keep pushing. The things will open up. Keep pushing. And I really, really like your energy, you know, your outlook outlook of life. You're still very young and you out here so much with energy and, you know, ready to take over the world. Be aware that obviously there's going to be challenges and hardships along the way, but that shouldn't make you give up. That should push you even more to succeed and do well. So are there any other final words just to close off everything that we discussed today?
No.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this interview with us. I hope that it reaches to the right. Before actually we close, before I forgot one important question. If an investor is listening, right, what is it that your business needs right now to elevate? What is it that your business needs? I'm sorry, I forgot that question.
We need help with marketing. Okay. I just need to spread my name out there so people can get more aware. So I think once people is more aware, and then the business will pick up.
So you need help with marketing capital. Are you also not looking at some capital equipment? Is it not something that you're looking at?
We would like that if someone is willing to give it to us. But I think our main aim would be marketing.
Marketing. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much for setting your time aside for this. It means a lot to us. And I hope this reaches to the right ears and you get the assistance that you need. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.